A scientist at the University of New South Wales has identified five genes that lead people to developing Tourette's syndrome. There are links between these genes and other developmental conditions like obsessive compulsive disorder and autism. Professor Valsa Apin says her research is helping patients to resist the urge to tick, the involuntary movements and noises most commonly associated with the syndrome. She's speaking here to our reporter Martin Cudahy.
There are a number of neurodevelopmental genes that could get affected during that developmental process, which in turn can affect some of the circuitry that the brain really relies on for behaviours.
And what you've discovered is that there are a number of developmental genes that overlap. And what does that mean for your research? What has that helped you identify?
We probably will be one step closer to understanding the function of each of these genes and how that might be connected in a pathological process within the brain, which then leads to the circuitry involvement. At the moment, because there are a number of genes, it's all over the place, it's a bit hard to understand the complexity of it would make it a little bit difficult to pinpoint the functionality in the brain, the gene to the phenotype or the manifestations that we see clinically. There are a number of things that happen in between. So having a little more understanding of how these genes come together and also how these genes have got their own unique functions and roles in the brain would allow us to probably have more targeted therapeutic interventions in the future.
And so that's what you're working on, being able to help Tourette's sufferers eliminate these tics, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we always have relied on medication to affect or control the motor symptoms that we see. That's because all the neuronal circuitry that I talked about are driven by neurochemicals. So the dopamine is the number one neurochemical that we use to target because we know that's involved in movements. And the neuropharmacological therapies, while they would give you a lot of symptom remission, it is a big concern for young people in particular about the side effects. And until recently, we didn't have a kind of a good non-pharmacological treatment available to us. It is a behavioral intervention. It's called the Comprehensive Behavioral Intervention for TICs or CBIT. It works on the principle of how the neuronal circuitry then translates itself to behavior. For example, we have got, for normal individuals, a very effective sensory motor gating available to us. But for people with Tourette syndrome, because that gate is not working very well, those urge then results in a motor response. So you've got the urge, the tick, then the tick releases the urge. So that urge-tick-relief cycle sets in. And what we are trying to do is to make people aware of that premonitory sensation. But if you can, through the awareness training, get them to appreciate the premonitory sensation or the urge, we can then train them to do a competing response. So in a way, breaking that vicious cycle of urge-tick-relief cycle.
That's Professor Valsa Apin, the Chair of Infant, Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at the University of New South Wales, speaking to AM's Martin Cudahy.